Hello everyone. You're very welcome along on another audio walk from open country. My name's Tom and you join me today on a lovely little walk through a green oasis on the edge of the city. We're exploring Kirkstall Valley Nature Reserve, which is literally a stone's throw from Leeds city centre. Along the way you may hear some industry in the background, some trains, as there is a train line running down the side of the track where we're starting this walk from. But hopefully you'll hear lots of natural sounds as well, from the birds singing in the trees to the river flowing and everything else in between. This site, as I say, it's just down the road from Leeds city centre, about a mile to a mile and a half as the crow flies, and it's set in between the River Aire and the Leeds Liverpool Canal, with the train line, as I say, running alongside it as well. So I suppose we ought to put our best foot forward and have a look at what this wonderful oasis of calm has to offer for us today. So our walk started along this lovely green avenue of trees. It's a widish track, which I think acts as a service road to the railway line, but also is the main access route into Kirkstall Valley Nature Reserve. On the right-hand side, although I can't see it because it's sort of up a banking, is a little mini golf course. But where we are at the moment, we're just surrounded by trees. There's a lovely smell of the sweet hawthorn blossom in the air. I'm currently stood underneath a beautiful willow tree with little catkins hanging from bare branches, the leaves just about coming out. The sky above is once again a bit of a leaden grey colour towards the left-hand side, but beautiful blue sky keeps making an appearance every so often, so I'm hoping that we won't get as wet and as chilly as we did on the last audio walk, where it rained and hailed quite heavily. But I have brought my umbrella just in case. So we'll wander a bit further up this track and then we'll find the main body of Kirkstall Valley Nature Reserve, where it opens out into grasslands. And along the way, we'll hopefully find ourselves on the banks of the River Aire as well. In fact, I'm told that there is a beach here, believe it or not. We're quite a distance from the seaside, but there is a beach on the side of the river where I know a lot of people spend many a happy summer day. I'm not sure whether there'll be anybody out there sunbathing today with the big black clouds looming. So hopefully we'll be able to have the place to ourselves and enjoy it for its natural beauty. This place really is a place of contrasts. Just come a bit further along the track and it's now turning into a bit of a muddy path rather than an access road, and the trees have disappeared on the left hand side, opening up a view through to the railway line, which runs between Leeds, Bradford, Ilkley and Skipton. And as I look to my left, it's just a sea of wires from the electric cables serving the railway line to the pylons that are towering into the sky above me. And then as I look to my right, it's just a sea of green, apart from, of course, the white of those beautiful little tiny blooms of hawthorn blossom that are protruding from very thorny branches. The bees buzzing around as well, making the most of the nectar. It is, as I say, a world of contrast, from stark industrial lines on the left to natural higgledy-piggledy green lines on the right. As we go further up the track, we'll be turning into the right and leaving the railway line behind and enjoying more of this beautiful natural greenery. We've made our way now into an area known as the Sensory Garden. There's a little sign on the entrance explaining about the sensory nature of this area of the nature reserve. We've got very pungent plants planted in some raised beds that are lined with Yorkshire stone. I can see sage, I can see chives that are just coming into bud. Eventually these long green stalks will pop out at the top with beautiful lilac-y purple flowers. At the moment they're just lilac-y purple buds. I can also see a strawberry plant there as well, with beautiful white flowers that, once they've been pollinated, will turn into the bright red strawberry fruit. It also feels like it's snowing, but believe me, it isn't. It's just seeds flying through the air, little fluffy seeds going off to germinate somewhere else to start the next life of the plants. I'm not quite sure what they've come from, to be honest, otherwise I would tell you. There's another raised bed just over here as well, and I believe that is oregano growing in there. So not only have you got the sound of the birds, the smell of the beautiful herbs growing, you've got the peace as we've now turned away from that railway line as well. Let's carry on and see what else this place has to offer. In front of us now are two decent-sized ponds separated by a boardwalk where I presume people can come and do a bit of pond dipping. As I walked up to the water's edge, I thought, oh no, has it started to rain? Because I saw loads of ripples on the pond's surface, but it's actually little mini-beasts and insects darting about across the water's surface. They're all flying and zipping around these light and dark green flat stalks, which I believe are irises, which in the summer will have beautiful yellow flowers on them, just adding a splash of extra colour to an already vibrant landscape. Although there's a hum of industry in the background, the birdsong is still very much the primary sound that you can hear. After leaving the ponds, I seem to have walked through what I can only describe as a bit of a jungle. The path suddenly got really overgrown, and I wasn't quite using my umbrella as a machete to get through, but it almost got to that point. It was lovely, actually, just to walk through the undergrowth, all the trees crisscrossing above me. We've now rounded a corner. The path has widened again slightly, although as I look further down, it is swamped once again by lots of foliage. We're now on the banks of the River Aire. It's running quite quickly, although at this point at which we are at the moment, it is quite serene and flat. We will reach the Weir in a moment, which will be deafening to hear after all the rain that we've had recently, I'm sure. At the other side of the river, I can just see the two white tips of some rugby posts, as we're opposite where the Leeds Rhinos rugby league team training ground is. A little bit of sad news to report. As I've just been walking along this part of the path, I've come across the remains of what looks like a jay chick that may have either fallen out of a nest above, although I can't see one, or been taken by a predator and then dropped. It's still in pin, as they say. The wing feathers haven't developed quite as much as they should yet. It's not a young chick, but it definitely wasn't at fledging age. Sad to see, but I suppose that's nature, isn't it? It will provide food for something else that will then probably go on to thrive because it's eaten that meal. It may sound sad, but the circle of life goes on, as they say. As always, I'll mention the K word, kingfisher. We'll keep our eyes peeled along this stretch of river, as I know they have been witnessed around these parts before, so you never know. May make another audio walk appearance. So let's venture on a bit further along this overgrown track and see if we can find that weir. Just briefly left the riverside path, climbed up a flight of steps, and at the top we've come out in this plateau of grassland. On the hill at the other side of the valley, I can just make out the edge of Gotts Park Golf Course, which is just on the edge of Armley. And it's given me quite a decent vantage point around, although he's still swamped with the trees on all sides. As I say, there's this lovely meadowy area in front of us now, which is a combination of cow parsley, which is just starting to come out in those pom-pom-like white flowers. And also see a few buttercups, those beautifully iridescent yellow flowers. And also the purple flowers of vetch as well. I'm sure in a few weeks to a month's time, this will be a complete wash of colour. And that smell of the hawthorn blossom is just following me round today. It's on the air constantly, and as I look around, all the hawthorn bushes almost look like they've got snow on them. But it's just the branches being weighed down by the white flowers. Is that a spot of rain I felt there? Maybe we should head back down to the river where it's a bit more sheltered. I was on my way down to the river, but I've just come across this lovely little orchard. I would say that there's about 20 to 30 trees here, a combination of apple and cherry. Unfortunately, we're a bit too late for the blossom. You can see where the blossom was on the branches, but now the leaves are coming out, and eventually the fruit will form. There is one tree there still in blossom, maybe a different genus or species to the rest. I love fruit trees. They're quite stout creatures with gnarly branches that come off at almost right angles. The leaves are almost teardrop shaped and verdant green and quite glossy as well. And amazingly, to say that we're only a mile or so outside Leeds city centre, the branches are encrusted with lichen as well, which is a good sign that the air is nice and clear here. As much as it is nice to get sidetracked by these lovely fruit specimens, let's get to that river, shall we? I've been promising it for a while. Well, here we are, back down at the riverside. And hopefully you can hear me above the roar of the weir in the background. We're at a little confluence, really, of the river, because there's a bit of an island in the middle. We've got the weir coming down one side and another stretch of the river coming down the other side of the island as it scoots off at quite a pace down towards Leeds city centre. The rain has just started now. Not quite enough to put my brolly up, but we'll monitor the situation. The power of that water coming over the weir is quite incredible. There's white horses at the bottom of the water being churned up over the stones and rocks below, billowing out towards me as I stand on this pebbly beach. As I say, in the summer, people will come here to sunbathe and enjoy the water. They're certainly not here today. As I say, the rain is just starting to fall. It is nice just to have it to myself. I was going to say it's quite peaceful, but there's the roar of the weir, so that's not quite right, is it? Anyway, I suppose we ought to carry on towards a bit more shelter. And maybe it's nearly time to wrap up this audio walk before I get too wet. So we're finishing off this audio walk by meandering through the last area of meadow. Again, awash with cow parsley, vetch and buttercups. And on the right hand side, there's these patches of brambles as well, which I know in late summer, early autumn will be awash with beautiful blackberries. Enough to make many pies and crumbles, I'm sure. The rain is spitting down, and I'm now going to head back to the track on which we started the walk and head back to my car and hopefully avoid most of the wet weather that looks like it's imminent with the colour of those clouds. So thank you very much for joining me once again on this audio walk. I do hope you've enjoyed this little meander through Kirkstall Valley Nature Reserve. But until next time, keep enjoying the wildlife around where you live. And I'll speak to you again very soon, I'm sure.